Hello, and welcome to the Inspired Leaders Podcast. Carrie Ann Barron, the tenacious living expert, and Clifford Edwards, the empowered forgiveness expert, are here to share their knowledge and experience on living life as an inspired leader. They will also share concepts and strategies on how you can too, in your life and in the world. And now, here are Carrie Ann and Cliff.
Hello, and welcome to the second episode of the Inspired Leaders Podcast. My name is Carrie Ann Barron, and with me in the studio, the virtual studio today, is Cliff Edwards. Hey, Cliff, how's it going today?
Hi, Carrie Ann. It's going really great. I'm looking forward to doing this. These are fun.
I know. This is our second episode. Last week, we had so much fun talking about the word choice and awareness and just becoming present in our world. I can't wait to talk about today. So before we get really into that, I think it's important that we kind of reflect upon what the term inspired leader means. Do you want to share, refresh everyone who may not have caught us on our first episode, what an inspired leader means to you?
Yeah, absolutely. To me, being an inspired leader means that you're leading from inspiration. And the inspiration, for me at least, is really internal. It comes from inside. I'm inspired by a desire. I'm inspired by some need or want to contribute. I'm just inspired by something that I see out in the world that needs to change, or I feel needs to change. And I know that I have the skills and the talents to be able to do something about it. And so inspired leadership to me really ties in with a larger vision, like a collective vision, a vision larger than oneself. How about you?
Yeah, I always love listening to you and how you explain it, because I agree with everything you say, and there's another level to it. And for me, it's about living by example and living from that place of inspiration and really having that inspiration impact your the way that you choose to show up in life, and really living by example. So yeah, it's definitely what inspires you from within, but then translating that inspiration from what you're feeling inside into the way that you act and that you really present yourself in the world, and really, rather than just leading by example, you're living by example. You're living as from an inspired and inspirational place.
And I think, absolutely.
Yeah. Because when I think back to some of the people that I've been drawn to that have been in what I would call the inspirational world, they definitely have a quality about them that you can tell that they're not just talking about it, they're walking the walk too. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's actually another part of the inspired leadership that we talked about briefly, and I think it's worth reviewing here, is to notice who you're inspired by, to notice what inspires you, and then allow that to inform your choices about how you choose to show up in the world. Because again, our episode last week was about choice and choosing to contribute as an inspired leader, choose to be inspired from inside, and choosing to, as you just shared, live in an inspiring way.
Yes, and there's 7 or 8 amazing ways that we can do that. So I think we should sort of do a tag team here and talk about each one. So last week we talked about choosing. Who do we want to be? How do we want to show up? And then what are we going to be talking about today, Cliff?
Your favorite topic. Step 2 amongst the C's here, and that's the confront and confess, or confess and confront.
Yeah.
And I know that may sound a little confronting, and it is, but we'll share exactly how that works and how it can be something to embrace as opposed to resist.
Right. And, you know, I think it's really, for me, confessing is really accepting where you are right now and identifying just the reality, being aware of the truth of which you're living in at this time. Why do you think it's so important for people to take this step?
Well, before you can really move forward on your path as an inspired leader, you need to be able to tell the truth to yourself about what's out of alignment with that, what's not working, what would hold you back. And so that's really the step of confessing. It's telling the truth to yourself and possibly also telling the truth to others about the things that you need to face up to, confront, in other words, and shift in order to continue on your path as an inspired leader. If you, you know, there are so many people, and I've been guilty of this, probably still am in some ways that I can't see, you know, there's so many people living in denial, denying the reality of their circumstances. Oh, no, that's not an issue. No, that's not a problem. Sure, I smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day, but I'll never, you know, it'll never affect my health. Or, sure, I'm overweight and I don't work out or exercise or take care of my body, but I'm fine. You know, I'm in good health anyway. You know, there's so many ways that we can live in denial. And when we're living in denial at some level or another, it really stands in the way of living as an inspired leader. And so the step of confessing is to honestly take a look around one's life and to be willing to make that choice to confess and confront those things that really aren't working. Say, okay, I got to tell the truth to myself that, you know, the way I've been handling my money really hasn't been working for me. Or this job. For me, one of the things I had to confess to myself, I shared a little bit about my story last time, I had to confess that the business I had, even though it was had been a really successful business, it just wasn't working for me, that I didn't have any joy or passion for it. And that if I continued forward in it, it would probably fail because I wasn't putting the energy into it. So I had to confess and confront that. And then I was able to choose a new path. How about you? How has this shown up in your life?
Yeah, you know, confessing for me personally, it's accepting all aspects of yourself, the good aspects and the bad aspects, or the sometimes what we would prefer, what we would say damaged goods. What is our luggage? What are we carrying around with us that's impacting the way that we're living our life and impacting our concepts of what's happening to us right now? So for me, it's confessing and confronting. I like to put a positive spin on it, and I really support my clients in evaluating their starting point. Where are you starting from? What does it look like in all areas of our life? Are you happy in this area? Where could you use some work? Where is there some resistance showing up? And really embracing the reality and confronting it, so that once you accept all aspects and you're loving all aspects of who you are and accept and unconditionally, there's got to be an unconditional love involved in this confessing and confronting stage, because it's really about, to be an inspired leader, you really have to be empowered, and it needs to be an empowered wholeness. You can't be inspired in one area of your life and be distracted in another area. It, to me, it's coming from the whole package. So it's really about evaluating your starting point and creating awareness about what's working for you and what's not working for you. What comes up for you when you hear me say that?
Well, a couple things, actually. I agree it's really about evaluating a starting point. Like I said, getting out of denial and accepting where you are right now. One of the things I want to take just a little bit different perspective on is, for me, this step isn't yet necessarily about having to love all parts of myself. I agree, right. That comes, and that's necessary as an inspired leader. But at this point, at the confess stage, it is simply about accepting, recognizing, and accepting. Now, it's not about judging, even though we're using some words that sometimes get used in terms of like court cases or crimes or whatever, confess and confront, that it's not about judging. There's really no judgment to this. It's not saying good or bad, right or wrong. Oh, this part of my life is bad. That sucks. You know, this part of my life is wrong. what that does, that creates judgments. And where you have a negative judgment, you also create resistance. And so one of the big things for me in terms of the forgiveness at work I do, it's really helping people get out of judgment and out of resistance. And so to me, forgiveness really all hinges around negative judgments, shifting those negative judgments from a negative to a neutral or a positive. So I want to be clear that in this step, it's not about making yourself wrong. And it's not about having to try to love all those things that you may feel uncomfortable about or that you maybe don't want. With my clients, I like to introduce the idea of using the concepts of useful or not useful, effective or not effective, instead of the ideas of right or wrong and good or bad at looking at one's life and looking at others.
Right.
So in confessing, I can look at my life and I can confess, oh, you know what? This habit that I have isn't really useful in moving me forward as an inspired leader. This mm-hmm. way of being isn't effective, and it won't be effective for me in order to achieve what I say that I want. So okay. Let's give a simple example here. If I say that one of my goals, if I say that what I want is to have $100,000 in the bank, and yet I'm spending money on lavish vacations and shopping without thinking, no, that's not an effective behavior to get me to what I say I want. I don't have to make it wrong. I don't have to say that's bad that I'm doing it. It's like, oh, that's not going to serve me. And so I can make a more neutral choice. Does that make sense?
It does. And I just want to clarify, when I use the word love, it's not like all lovey-dovey and everything, but it's really, you have to be accepting of all aspects of who you are.
And absolutely.
I'm coming from a place of internal love and acceptance, unconditional love without judgment, not passing judgment on the good and the bad that's part of your character or part of your history or experiencing, but just accepting it for what it is. And to me, that's what love is about. It's not about romanticism or taking, you know, lovey-dovey stuff. It's about really just being honest about every aspect of who you are and accepting it for what it is. And to me, that in my language, from my perspective, that's unconditional love, where you don't pass judgment on any aspect of your life, so that you can really use that to step up and really confront what's not working for you and what's working for you. Because if you can't address and look at it and just accept it for what it is, you can't move forward and really shift what you want to change in your life. So for me, that's what that's all about, especially when it comes to confessing. Confronting to me, confessing is one aspect of it. Confessing is evaluating where you are and evaluating the thoughts and the feelings that you're having. Confronting is more of a addressing it and taking that action to change the direction or the course of what is currently in existence. So that's what comes up for me when I hear when we talk about this topic.
Well, what do you know? Once again, we're saying the same thing. We're just using a little different perspectives on it.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, these steps, all of these C's, these various steps that we're going through, really tie in with one another. And they relate to one another in a way that is interesting and useful. You mentioned that the confronting, and so that I agree that confronting is a little different than confessing, because confronting is beginning to take action. Confronting also to me is just turning and facing and looking clearly at something. An image that I have about denial is when we're in denial, we're like pushing something away, pushing it behind us, turning our back on it. Oh no, that's not an issue. Oh no, that's not a problem. Oh no, everything's okay. No, don't look back there. Everything's fine. And so confronting also is about turning to face it and to take it on, like you said. And then, which relates into what we'll be talking about in our next episode, really the claim and the responsibility. Mm-hmm. Confronting is the first step in moving towards that claiming and taking responsibility. It's saying, okay, yeah, I see it. It's right there. I get it.
Why do you think it's important to be honest about what's working for you and what's not working for you, Cliff?
Well,
I
if
know,
you're
I
not
know.
honest, then you're still in denial at some level or another, right?
Yeah. And what
You
came
have
up for you when you decided to be honest about what was working and not working for you?
Well, there's and going to back again to my example of when I chose the path of inspired leadership, what came up for me first was fear. It's like, oh my God, I've got this business has been supporting me. What am I going to do? How am I really going to create a new business or a new way of like making a living? So there was fear, and that's really natural when you get really honest with yourself. It's natural to have some fears come up or some anxieties. And so the other thing, though, that came up was excitement and inspiration, because I could see the possibilities of stepping into this new life. I could see, wow, if I don't have to try to grind out this work that I'm doing right now, because that's what it felt like. It felt like I was just having to go in every day and grind it out. If I don't have that, then how much more can I accomplish? If I'm really working from a place of inspiration and excitement, then what could my life be like? I could see the possibilities for having so much more joy and having work that was really fulfilling to me and being able to contribute in a way that not only fulfilled me, but also helped others to be able to fulfill their dreams, their desires. So, how about you?
Yeah, what came up for me when I was honest about what was working for me and what wasn't working for me, there was a real sense of one, because I had been dealing with so many health issues, the first thing that came up for me was anger. When I confronted and when I confessed and was honest about my life, I was so angry. I was angry at myself for allowing me to hap for this to happen. And I was angry at the world for doing this to me. So when I decided to be honest that I really wasn't happy with my life, it brought up a whole whack load of emotions that I had been suppressing for the better part of 25 years. And I realized that that's what was contributing to all of my health issues. So once I became, what came up for me, one was the honest, like was that anger, but what it also gave me was freedom. It gave me freedom to really be honest about what I didn't like about my life and what I wanted my life to look like. And I tell you, it was so liberating when I could say, I am not happy about the way I feel. I am just so tired of being tired and being disappointed and being a disappointment and being too tired to care. And really, when I was the first thing that came up to me, because we got to be honest here, Cliff, it's not all roses and birds chirping in the background when we start to go through this process. There's a lot of pent-up emotion that comes up. But then
Absolutely.
on the other side of that, it's total freedom. It's like the ability to it's I have the sound going, ah, going through my head, right? Like the clouds just parted and I could see the light, for lack of a better expression, on a podcast way. It was really so empowering for me and motivating to know that there was that I could choose to be a different way, and that once I admitted and accepted and confronted what was going on in my life, then I could move forward and really start to figure out how to live from an inspired place. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely. And I think you bring up a really important point. It's the range of emotions. For me, it was fear. For you, it was anger and maybe disappointment. For other people, it's going to be other emotions. When you make that choice to be honest, then and accept the circumstances of your life, as you indicated, we then get to accept all of the emotions, everything that's there, and be okay with that. And sometimes it feels like crap. It can feel like crap going through that, right? I know.
Yes.
There were times it was really difficult. And I also want to point out that these steps that we're going through are not one-time steps. I mean,
No. This
is a path to inspired leadership, or steps on the path. But these are also steps that we need to be willing to continually go back to and work through again. You know, there come times in my life, I've been on this path of inspired leadership for 20 years now, and there are many times where I have to just go right back and confess and confront things that aren't working. You know, another example of this was just a few years ago when I had been working with a training organization, an organization I loved and doing work that I loved, but I was so busy and I had fallen into the healer's trap where I was not taking care of myself because I was so busy doing good things for other people. And I had to finally confess to myself that that wasn't working, that my health was suffering, that I was exhausted and that I was stressed, and I had to confront that and choose to step out and take a sabbatical and make some changes. So these aren't one-time steps. I guess that's my point here, that on the path of inspired leadership, you're going to revisit each of these steps probably time and time again. I have to get up every morning. Well, not necessarily every morning, but on a regular basis, I have to choose. Today, I'm going to live the life of an inspired leader. Today, I'm going to do what it takes to live from that place of inspiration. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. You know, when you're willing to change your thoughts and your beliefs and let go of some of the judgments that you have about yourself and the way that your life has unfolded to date, it's just so... I don't know, it's almost a feeling that you can't put into words, but I know that confessing and confronting, and we've talked about how those have charged emotions behind it, and I really feel that the emotion that comes up is that anger, like it, that word confronting. I don't like being a confrontational person, and from this process of stepping up and creating a life as an inspired leader, I'm really not a drama person at all. I really don't like conflict or anything like that. But once I recognize that I have a limitation around that, and I really don't want that in my life, that energy in my life, I now have the ability to choose how to create my life so that energy doesn't flow into my life as often. And I can be much more discerning when it comes into my life and recognize why it's in my life and choose whether I want to have it continue or be a little discerning and say, thanks for being in my life and so long. But
yeah,
you know.
I just want to comment for a moment on the word confront, because the word confront, I think, is often misrepresented or it's associated just with conflict. And so there are many different ways of confronting. Confronting doesn't mean that you have to be in direct conflict or have drama. To me, confronting, as I said earlier, means like turning and facing. It also means to me standing my ground. And I've learned to embrace confrontation. I'm a nice guy, you know. That's always been kind of my persona and my MO. And so I have, in a lot of ways, wanted to avoid confrontation, particularly earlier in my life. I was taught by my parents, it's not okay to do that. But I've also learned to embrace confrontation, because it's not until we're able to turn and confront the things, the situations that aren't working, whether they're internal or external, that we can really choose and have what we want. We need to be able to confront things in order to deal with them. And that's the power in confronting.
Okay, Cliff, can you believe
Yes.
it? We only have like 2 or 3 minutes left.
Where did the time go?
I don't know. we may extend it a couple of minutes today. But I really want to talk about, like, let's take 2 minutes to talk about action. How do people apply this concept into their own life? How do our listeners really take this second step, this important step in creating a life as an inspired leader. You have 30 Great. Seconds, or you have 1 minute.
All right.
Go.
Okay. List making, again, awareness and list making. Look around your life. Take a few minutes to look around your life and just start to make a list of the things that cause you stress, the things that have you feel uncomfortable, the things that have you feel shameful, the things that make you angry. Those are all things that at some level or another, you probably need to confess or confront in some way or another. Wow. How's that?
Wow. Totally impressed with that. And yeah, the one thing I want to add to that is be aware of the language that you're using. Are you using language that picks you up and moves you forward? Or are you using disempowering language or language that really makes you feel bad about yourself? So become aware of your self-talk and the words that you're choosing to use. Should I be doing this? Do I need to be doing this? Have to, would to, should, blah, blah, and all of those types of woulda, shoulda, coulda feelings versus I want to do this. I'm choosing to do this. I'm willing to practice. All of those, just be aware of the type of languaging that you're using, and that will show up. That will help you identify when there's some resistance showing up in your life.
We'll talk more about that next week when we get into training as well. But that's a good bridge. It's a nice segue. So that's a little peek of what's to come.
So next week, Cliff, we're going to be talking about claiming and taking responsibility.
Yeah.
I think this might be my second favorite topic, the claiming and taking responsibility, because that's
it's certainly one of my 8 favorites of this series.
Yes.
I think they're all favorites. A favorite. When we're talking about them, they're all my favorite. Oh, I love this one.
I know. That's so awesome. Okay, one takeaway from today's episode, and then we have to wrap up.
All right, what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is confessing and confronting is not necessarily a bad thing. It can actually be very empowering and supportive to stepping into the life that you're meant to live.
Okay, so this has been Cliff Edwards and Carrie Ann Barron with the Inspired Leaders Podcast.
Are you inspired? Ready to say yes to living life as an inspired leader? Take the first step. Connect with Cliff by visiting cliffordedwards.com/contact or connect with Carrie Ann at tenaciousliving.org/get-started. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.